Chapter 1, Waiting for Snow. Nutville was ready for snow. The sleds were waxed, the scarves were lined up by the door. Papa Nutwobble had made a cocoa station with three kinds of marshmallows and one emergency cinnamon shaker. Mama had tested the sled hill so many times on dry leaves that everyone agreed she was no longer helping. There was only one problem. No snow. Every morning, Nutty ran to the window, checked the sky, and groaned. "Still regular ground," he announced on Monday. "Still unacceptably grassy," he announced on Tuesday. "Still completely suspicious," he announced on Wednesday. By Thursday evening, the whole town was peering at the clouds and making predictions. "It smells like snow," said Tony the delivery fox. "It smells like chimney smoke and optimism," said Mrs. Hedgehog. Mayor Buttersworth waved a chart covered in arrows. "According to my official weather calculations, snow will begin at any moment between tonight and next Tuesday." Nobody found this helpful. Nutty slumped over the cocoa table. What if winter forgot us? Papa handed him a mug piled with marshmallows. Winter does not forget. Winter is dramatic. It likes to arrive late so everyone notices. Mama bounced at the door in full snow gear anyway. "We could practice sledding on barrels?" "We absolutely could not," said three adults at once. Nutty stared out the window at the darkening sky. The sled hill waited, the town square lights glowed. Everything looked ready except the weather. Then his eyes narrowed. "If snow won't get here on time," he said slowly, "we may have to assist it." Grandma Nutwobble, who had just come in carrying firewood, stopped in the doorway. "Assist it how?" Nutty opened his notebook and wrote in giant wintry letters, "Snow Starter 3000. Papa closed his eyes. "I already miss ordinary waiting,"